Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. What is up? Well, I'll tell you. I don't know. I guess you have to take a common sense logic test to become the head of the Fed and the central banks, because certainly if they had to take, they don't have to take those tests, because they did, nobody would pass it. We have the worst in every department around the world. I cannot believe that these people are running the world with the money, because you know, or maybe you don't know, but the central bankers, or the Fed, the head of the Fed is probably more powerful than the president. They can't push the button, but they can control the money. And we know that at the end of the day, it does come down to money. But I don't know. This manipulation of currency, this ridiculous thing that we have to go through, I don't get it. I just don't understand it. I mean, you know, I guess they figure that they'll just keep building it up and keep making debt, and then once again they'll stick it up the middle class and break them all again. Almost like a drill sergeant, break them down so they can put them back up. But I don't know who can get back up again after what these guys are doing. I mean, this is like getting a fleet enema. Okay. It's watching these people work and their logic of what they're worried about. I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but I really don't give a rat's ass about Brexit. Okay. I mean, maybe it will affect the markets, maybe it won't. But they've been socialists for 400 years, or what am I going to worry about it now? Okay. I mean, they went out. I mean, the currency system is broken there because they're tired of getting swindled out of their cash. You know, I just learned this myself, so, but if you didn't know, I mean, they've had central banks in England since the 1600s. In fact, the originator, or the idea of a central bank here, came from somebody from there. Okay? Just another way to reach into your, deep down into your pockets. You know, and even if we saw them up, they still figure out a way to get their hands into it. You know, I don't know, I was almost floored listening to the prepared statement, because, of course, Darling didn't have to speak today. Certainly didn't want to give anything away. And they continued to, of course, kick the can down the road. They continue to use it doesn't matter. We can print more money. But everything they print, you're paying for it. I'm paying for it. They're grabbing my pockets, your pockets, and they're devaluing. And, you know, somebody said to me, well, today, why don't you put your money in a mattress? I go, well, because if I leave it in the mattress, it'll be worth less in the mattress. It is so contrived and so manipulated that they're forcing everybody into the Titanic. They're forcing everybody to do one thing, and it's sad that we could live like this and let these people get away with it that have no clue. Okay, that's the sadder state is they have no clue. Okay, like Ted Cruz thinks that if he takes Carly Fiorina for his vice presidential candidate, he'll get more votes. Okay, I mean, I like Carly. I wanted to vote for her in the first place, to be honest with you. I mean, I thought she was the best out of the bunch. But all that being said, I mean, he thinks that he's not going to all of a sudden magically get there. You know, we have a lot of people in this country that believe in magic and not how to really do things. And that I find is a problem. Okay? I mean, is it really, is it that hard to understand how a business is run? Is it that hard to understand the function of a market? Is it that hard to understand that assets classes can price themselves through supply and demand and price discovery? I want to know why we had to get away from real price discovery. Why, you know, if you guys saw The Big Short, okay, why they were almost, even though they were dead right, they were almost put out of business because the bankers controlled the liquidity and they were marking it where they were losing money every day. Okay. Now, you know, didn't we learn our lesson from, I forget the guy from Countrywide. I mean, the scammer of all scams. I mean, are we going to continue to be scammed by these supposed leaders that are supposed to be taking care of the country? I mean, I think that's a bigger question. I mean, are we going to continue to allow the scam artists to, you know, continue to take what's ours? You know, I think that becomes an issue that has to be looked at and talked about, because certainly that's all they're doing, is they're grabbing, you know, from Peter to pay Paul, but they're really just creating their usual Ponzi scheme. And, you know, it's amazing. You've heard of the hidden tax of inflation. Well, the reason you get inflation is because your dollars are worth less, okay? So are we going to continue to let them have us work? Again, I'm a firm believer that I wouldn't be surprised if the Fed backed Bernie Sanders, okay? Because certainly they want this to be socialism. That's the end of the day, okay? That is almost goes without saying that they're looking to have a socialistic environment, because they're trying to turn us into something that we shouldn't be. You know, America is obviously the greatest place on earth, but yet the people that are in charge are so worried about getting theirs, and they don't even get it reasonably. They get it by basically stealing it, okay? I mean, again, it's the sadness of it all is that they're getting it because they're taking it from us. They're not earning it, okay? They're not doing anything worthwhile. They're simply glomming on to what's ours. And that, to me, becomes a bigger problem. Okay, when does that stop? Okay, when do we stop with the garbage? Okay, you know, it's beyond me that it continues to exist. Our forefathers are rolling over right now in their grave because they can't believe that this is going on either. Because this is the very same stuff we went to war for. Okay. So, would anybody like some tea? Anyways, this is the Bubba Show. Make sure you stop by and see my friends at Thinkorswim, Scott Connor and Kevin Hinks, as they educate you through their swim lessons. Really a great deal, and really a great platform. You know, it's one of the better platforms out there. And certainly, I want you to check it out. And we do get a break and get some pricing out for you. So, I would urge you to go check out their swim lessons every day. Again, it's Scott and Kevin who do a lot of it, but they get, and they also have, I think they have the wading pool as well. You know, they got everything to try to help you be more successful. And of course, that's what I try to do here on the Bubba Show. And when you miss an episode, you know, libertytalk.fm, you know, you hear me mention them every day. I'm trying to brainwash you. Okay. Get in there, get that download, libertytalk.fm. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. I'm going to step out of here for break as I check my blood pressure once again. And I'll be back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz will be right back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. What's going on here? I don't know. I'll tell you, this a bunch of stuff is going on, and I don't think any of it's really too good. And, you know, it's amazing that we continue to brag, and you have the pundits talking about McDonald's, and what happened to health food, and what happened to this, and, well, what happened to money? McDonald's is still, you know, the best value in town. I mean, where else could you feed a family of four for about $10 if you went to the dollar menu? You know, that's why McDonald's is performing well. It's not breakfast all day, although that doesn't hurt them, but it's the price. You go to Chipotle for one, it's going to cost you more than McDonald's for three. Okay, so anywhere else you go, you're going to be paying a lot more money. So that is why McDonald's, that should be one of your first clues that there is a market that has problems. The economy has problems. Because if we look at it, we can see that people are spending on less. So why wouldn't McDonald's be doing well? You know, I mean, you know, you got a great dollar menu. You've got one of the top chains to begin with. And now, you know, you have a weak economy and people need to cut costs. Well, hell, you can't make dinner at home for what you can feed a family for McDonald's and give them some protein. So why wouldn't it be better that way? You know, and, you know, one of the things I find really interesting is, if you look around and you see, restaurants have gone up in price recently, you know, especially the expensive steakhouses. And, of course, you know, cattle was 50% higher when they raised than it is today. And I guarantee you nobody will be dropping their prices down to accommodate the market, the change in the market. And I always find that amazing, because these jackasses are always the first to raise and they never come down. So, you know, although commodities have been smashed for a couple of years, has Starbucks lowered their coffee prices? No, I don't think so. You know, has anybody else lowered their prices? I don't think so. Now, you know, again, we talked about McDonald's and places like that that have a value menu. I mean, they already gave you value. They never worried about it. So now you've got this whole mishmash of stuff, but yet profit should be tremendous at some of these places, because they're not going to, reduce their prices. And I find that to be rather sad, and a rather sad state, especially in an economy like this, that you have these assholes that have raised their prices all on the base of commodity, when at the end of the day the cost of commodity is virtually unimportant to the product they're selling. Okay, you know, they do more advertising. You know, you realize, for example, in a box of cereal, the actual cost of the product that goes in that box of cereal, probably less than 1%. Okay, but yet here we are, you know, raising prices. You know, when you go to a fancy restaurant, you know, and you pay, you know, I don't know. I think I'm a little bit behind the times, because every time I see a steak for more than $20 or $25, I have a heart attack. And of course, when I eat in New York, you know, eat a steak there, it's like $50. Okay, so where is the equal and fair value? You know, that you don't think they're making any money at $50 for a steak? I mean, come on, it's almost criminal. Okay, now again, I can't tell anybody how to run their business, and certainly as a consumer, you don't have to shop there, or you don't have to eat there. But I don't like the excuse of why we raise. I don't like the excuse of what is going on. And certainly, you know, back with cattle, we're down at such low prices. Why isn't my steak coming down? Okay, you know, it's amazing what they do, and it gives them an excuse. And, you know, look, I don't want to blame the Fed for everything. Well, I guess I'd like to, but I mean, everything relates back down to the destruction of what they've done with the dollar. So, you know, not only have they devalued your dollar, but they've made you pay more, but we have no inflation. I love that we have no inflation, but yet prices continue to go higher in the things that we buy every day. And, you know, that is, to me, the most ridiculous item of all. I mean, you know, if we don't have inflation, but I'm paying more at the gas pump, I'm paying more at the restaurant, I'm paying more for my parking garage, I'm paying more for my goods and services, then what do you call inflation? Okay? But we're in a deflationary scenario because we have people that have no idea that you're spending much more of your overall income just to live. You're not getting any bonuses there. You're not out shopping, buying some, you know, extra fun toys that you can play with. You're not out, you know, getting luxury items. You're lucky if you can eat. But yet we have these problems, and of course the problems are created by the peeps in charge, and the peeps in charge don't have a clue because they never miss a meal. We pay for their meals too, so it doesn't matter. You know, we support them 100%, and yet they're telling us what is right or wrong with the economy. And the truth is, they have no idea, and they'll never know because they can't think like that. Their mind is not that of a business person. Their mind is that as a educator. Okay, the mind of a studier. You know, maybe they can sit and lock themselves in a room for 50 years and study and leave us alone, because certainly their work and their study ain't worth jack. And to me, it becomes even more ridiculous that we actually have these people in charge of what happens next. And that becomes even a bigger story, is why is that the case? Why can't we get some real business people in there that understand the true model, what really works? That, to me, makes more sense than having people who read each other's books and then make a decision. You know, you can, you know, Ben Bernanke, say what you will, to me, he did a horseshit job. To me, his book ain't worth 2 cents. And yet, you know, everybody uses it like it's the Bible. Okay, because he went back and he said, well, this is what we should have done, and that would have saved the problems. Well, how come he didn't do what we should have done in the economy now? How come he didn't raise rates in 2013 when he was supposed to? You know, if all those things would have been done the way they were supposed to, we would not be anywhere near the problems that we are today. And that is the overall economy story. Again, I keep saying that the stock market and the economy are not related. But if you continue at the way and the current way that we're operating, you're going to see the stock market's going to catch up with the economy, and then that won't be good, because then that will wipe out the little bit of money you've been able to put away in your IRA and in your 401ks and everything else. But of course, I don't know, our people at charge don't seem to think it that way. They think it another way. Of course, they think wrong, but, you know, who am I? You know, and that is a bigger problem, and I think that will be, down the road, a much bigger problem. But, you know, what are we going to do? You know, this is the system that has to be changed, and the only way we can change that is to, you know, knock the crap out of them. But, hey, you know, this is the Bubba Show, and you know, if you ever miss an episode, libertytalk.fm gets you all the Bubba shows. It gets you the Sporting Edge on Saturday. It gets you right in there, and it helps push me up past, I'm at 200,000, I want to get to 3. So make sure you make that part of your daily routine to go to libertytalk.fm and download the podcast of The Bubba Show. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out here for a break, and I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
In other words,
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's we got today? Well, what else do we have on the agenda? Well, we've got different worlds, different small countries falling apart. We've got the Fed. We've got all bunch of crap, and we still have the better than expected earnings reports that. When you set the bar so low, what the hell? Who couldn't beat it? I mean, you know, here, your earnings are supposed to be $3 today. Can you get it? Can you get over it? Okay. You know, I don't know. I think that there's just a lot of stuff going on, and all of a sudden, you're hearing everybody. Amazingly, everybody's turning bullish on oil, and that would be just the time. To get back and you know, now look to probably start to sell it, which is what I think you should start to do. Now again, you want to wait for a level, you want to wait for it to stop its upward bias, but again, we're probably getting very close to that of the top of the oil market again. I mean, you know what, again, this is something that I always find interesting. What has changed since oil was worthless? Okay, in the commodity world, what has changed since they were all worth zero? You know, if you haven't been paying attention, you know, we've had a 15% rally in corn. We've had a almost a 15% rally in soybeans, and about a 15% rally in corn. I mean, wheat. What changed all of a sudden? What happened that all of a sudden commodities went from worthless to worse? I mean, of course, listen, I've been on the commodity side calling for a rally, so I'm not surprised, but why is everybody else surprised? What happened all of a sudden that changed? I mean, did we all of a sudden make more money? Did we all of a sudden start eating more? Did people start to all of a sudden, you know, make more money? You know, this is the interesting things about trading, but not necessarily about trading, but about understanding markets. Okay, when you get to value, okay, and that's what we're talking right now here is value. When you get to value, okay, you have to say, hey, this is a value. I think that I can go ahead and step in here. So when we stepped into oil in the 20s, And corn in the 350s, and soybeans in the high 8s, low 9s, and wheat in the 450 range, that was not because anything had material changed or fundamentally changed over time, But prices became stupid, ridiculous. I mean, you know, you talk about prices, you know, at some point, again, if we're going to stop driving, eating, and doing everything else, then yeah, those prices should go keep going lower. But I don't believe that's going to be the case. And then you lay in the size of the population. Yes, I know we're growing stuff all over the world. And I know that oil can come from all over the world. But at the end of the day, are we going to stop using it? Is the world not getting bigger? Did we start eliminating population, which is going to create a lower demand? I don't think so. So at the end of the day, okay, here we are, all right, and we're getting prices to go higher. We're getting price appreciation. Now, I think that they'll probably all settle off and sell off a little bit, but again, I do believe that the next sell-off would be a time to buy as well. I think that they've seen the lows, at least for now, and that you're now going to see opportunities to buy. And that, my friends, is what is going on with when you understand a market. I think if you take a look right now in the cattle space, cattle is a buy. Okay? We're at levels not seen forever. And again, look, that doesn't mean they can't go lower. But there's an old saying in markets, and especially in commodity markets, high prices will cure high prices, and low prices will cure low prices. Well, now you have to assume we're at pretty low prices. I mean, we're down 50 to 60% from the highs of just 6, 7, 8, 9 months ago. So all of a sudden, you believe that something has changed. Well, again, what really has changed in here that they couldn't crawl over each other fast enough to buy them? Now they can't crawl over each other enough fast to sell them, which goes back to the theory we always go by, is that emotions drive markets. And, you know, the emotion of fear now is driving, so we're dumping. Whereas if you hedge properly in any product, okay, then you don't have to worry about those things. When they go down, they go down. You make money in your hedge. When they go up, you make money going up. And in the meantime, you don't have to panic. And this becomes one of the bigger problems that you have to understand. And that's, you know, about understanding how the market works. The markets are driven by basically two emotions, okay? Fear and greed. And right now, in the equity market, we're seeing greed. And in the commodity market, or more specifically right now, the cattle market, we're seeing fear, okay? And those are the emotions that you have to get away from, because those are the ones that are going to break you. Those are the ones that are going to cause you to do things that don't correlate with the market. And the correlation has to be what it is. And if you believe that we're going to, you know, all of a sudden things are going to change, you're wrong. And then this goes back down to, you know, what is the news? When you get the news, when you finally see it from your perspective, okay, it's already been played out by everybody. And somebody had said to me the other day that, well, farmers probably know more faster than news than anybody else. I go, why? Because they have one farm or a big plot? I mean, you know, they can't account for things all over the world. They can't account for the actual numbers that are coming out. And that is the problem, is that if we don't understand that we don't get the news first, no matter how close we are to it, that the street or the traders or the speculators have already priced it out. And just like in the equity markets, we talk about the shadiness of the news and how, you know, the big guys always have it first. Do you think it's any different in the commodity space? Do you think it's any different in the grain space that these guys don't know and aren't pricing in the action? Okay. And that is the entire situation, is we can't play the news. Okay. In today's way of flow, we don't get the news fast enough. Because trust me, the big guys are paying millions upon millions of dollars a year to get that news before you and me. There are many, in fact, which we've talked about in the past, that actually have not fake press credentials, but fake press credentials. They have a press department that's somehow qualified for the news. And if you know anything about how news comes out, it's usually delivered to the press about 30 minutes before it actually comes out to the street, so that the press can prepare their stories and prepare what they're going to do. So if you believe that you're getting it first, I think you should look in the mirror and think again, because you aren't. Okay? And that is more important to understand, so that you don't react poorly to items of news, because items of news will hurt you more than they will help you, because even if we know the exact news, it doesn't mean we know the exact direction of the market. So our job in any market is always to react to the market, not try to predict it based on what the news is, because again, the issues that we're playing with are the traders that are involved, the speculators involved, and what they had already assumed or priced in. Because markets, as we talk about often, have a way of pricing in data long before we see it in the street. So don't ever think that you know the news ahead of anybody else, because I'm going to tell you, there's going to be somebody else. You know, remember the old story, there's always somebody taller, richer, better looking, whatever all those are, and there's always somebody who knows more and knows faster. So don't put yourself in that position. So if you're a farmer or a producer, hedge yourself and don't worry about it, period, and don't worry about the day-to-day movement. If you're a trader, okay, wait to react to the market, not to try to predict it, because again, even if you know the news, it doesn't mean that you're guaranteeing yourself to be successful on that news, because we just never know. So those are the words of wisdom from Bubba about understanding the market. But the better words of wisdom are, make sure you go download the Bubba Show and the Sporting Edge at libertytalk.fm every day. Help me get there. I'm looking for advertisers. I'm looking for sponsors. I want to build my programs, and I need more downloads. I need you. Download. No, anyways, libertytalk.fm. Go check it out. Obviously, you love the show because you're here. Make sure you tell your friends. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. I'm going to step out of here for a break, and I will be back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz.
Song was written by Fred.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. What do you know? The end of another day. Here we are together again. Isn't that special? But what's going to happen to all the bonds that are going to go bad? What's going to happen to all the debt that we're creating out there? You know, I listen. Obviously, I'm part of the media, and I'm on TV a lot, and I listen a lot, and I go, are you kidding me? Can you not see that we're in a recession? Can you not see the issues? Oh, no, but we're growing. Where are we growing? Okay. I mean, yeah, Facebook had good earnings again, and they exploded yesterday. But where is real growth coming from? Where is the final answer? Where's my man, Regis Philbin? The final answer. Is that your final answer? Okay. Where is this going to come from? Okay. I mean, between all the things that are going on, between all of the crap that's being spewed by, from our presidential candidates to everybody else, okay, nobody's ever come up with an answer. How about an answer? Let's put America to work. Let's rebuild the country. You know, I've been beating on this dead horse for 6 years, okay? But yet, that would be too simple. Why do we want people to work? Isn't it better to get them all on entitlements? Isn't that what we're trying to do here? Aren't we trying to become the a bigger Greece? Okay, so that people don't have to work, so we can get more taxes and we can, you know, just kind of exist. I mean, you know, the destruction that's being done to everyone in this country, starting with our farmers. Okay, you know, farming is an extremely tough business because they can make a lot of money, and they do get some money, government help occasionally, but you know, they have to lay out all this capital up front to do what they do. Okay, now again, they get rewarded occasionally, and they should, but you know, when you take the banks out of the equation, and you know, I talk to a lot of bankers and I talk to a lot of farmers, and you know, the banks are like beating them on the head. I mean, you know, the banks are under so much stress, and I'm not talking about the big banks because they're just, you know, I don't even want to get into it. But the little banks, they get penalized. So they have to beat on the head. You know, they beat on the head of the farmer, the lender, because if the farmer can't borrow, he can't plant. If he can't plant, he can't grow. If he can't grow, he can't make a living. Okay. So it's a whole vicious cycle of crap. Okay. You know, you have a bad day, you go home, you beat the wife beats the kid kicks the dog, and that's what's happening. Okay. But unfortunately, it's becoming worse. It's becoming a situation that they advertise all these great rates, but they don't want to give you any money. And if they want to give you money, there's so many restrictions to follow. I mean, how much more compliance and restrictions can we tolerate in this country? I mean, pretty soon, you're going to need to have an instructions to go to the bathroom. Okay? And knowing our government, they give you that fleet NMI I talked about earlier, and they won't let you go. How's that? That's what they're doing to you right now. Okay? They're giving you the fleeter, okay? And they're saying, no, but you can't go. I mean, you know, have you seen your proctologist lately? I mean, this is what they're doing to us here. They're giving us, they're putting us into a position where there's no choice. Okay? They're making the overall economy, they're making the world a place that becomes a challenge. Because, let's face it, life comes down to money. Okay? That's one of the main components. Whether you have a lot or a little, you have to have money to exist. You have to have money to pay your bills. And I'm not talking about splurging. I'm talking about just eating. Okay? You know, we talked about McDonald's earlier. Just go out to McDonald's for the dollar menu. Okay? You know, they don't take an IOU. So instead, what we have is an overregulation. Okay? We have a bunch of geniuses that don't get affected by any of this thing whatsoever because they get paid. They have their good hospitalization. They get their money. And what they're doing is they're controlling the people that control us. Because let's face it, in business, most of us in business, especially if you're in the manufacturing business or farming, you need money to build. You know, manufacturers need money to go to China. You know, China doesn't give you credit. You got to pay. But as you're paying for goods that you're going to sell, and you might have them sold already, but you didn't get paid until you deliver. Farmers don't get paid until they harvest and they sell it. Okay? So in the meantime, here we are tooling around, waiting and watching ourselves get destructed, and by regulation, by compliance. Do you realize how much money gets thrown away every year into a garbage can? And compliance isn't picking on the strong. They're picking on the weak. Because, you know, if they go into to J.P. Morgan, J.P. Morgan's only go scratch, right? If they go into Goldman Sachs, they only go scratch, okay? Or give them a fine and say, on your way. But they're picking on the people that can afford the least. And that's become the whole mantra, is the big bully is picking on the little guy because the little guy can't fight back. Now, I've been in this country for almost 60 years, and I grew up here, born here. And you know what you do with bullies? You kick the crap out of them. And then they're not bullies anymore. Okay? You get rid of all the haters. Okay? Because these people are turning this into a circus. And we're the, and unfortunately, we're the act. Because they pull the strings by controlling almost everything that you do. Think about it. Okay? Have you tried to get a loan lately? Okay? That's a fun experience. Give up everything and your firstborn. Okay? And then maybe they'll give you a little bit. Okay? Have you seen what goes on in the brokerage business? Okay? Where, you know, they watch like a hawk and they give you nothing either. Okay? You know, you're giving them their money. You're giving them your money. They ain't giving you anything for it. Yet, they manage you like you're unintelligent. And I just find this to be problematic because all they're really doing at the end is controlling the purse strings and making you go through hoops to get what you need. And I find that very troubling. And I find that a reason to step up and say so, that there needs to be some change. Not the Obama change, because he didn't do jack shit. Okay, he didn't change anything. He changed more into socialism. He changed more entitlements. I mean, yeah, he did that, I guess. But can't we realize that we need to do something better? Because we're better than that. And this is America, the beautiful, the greatest country in the world. But we have to step up because they're trying to take it away from us. And they're doing it bit by bit, brick by brick. And that's a problem. And we'll talk about that next time. But you've heard me say this before, and I'm convinced that there will be another revolution in this country. Because eventually, the masses, which is us, is going to step up. But we'll see how that plays out. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to BubbaTrading.com. Check it out. A lot of good stuff there for you. And, of course, I do a lot of writing, and I've got a lot of great programs. I'm starting my last options, hedging, and futures class until September, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We'll be starting one class. So if you want to check it out, just email me. But, yeah, we're going to do one more run this year and then take the summer off, go watch a little baseball, relax a little bit. But make sure also, when you miss an episode, libertytalk.fm. Get you the episode every single day. Okay? Now, again, I've got over 200,000 people downloading it. I want to get to 3. Help me out. Help a brother out. Come on now. This is The Bubba Show. Thank you so much for being here. And I always appreciate sharing my thoughts and my opinions with you. Everybody have a great day. Thank you so much. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.